Pre-draft luncheon, Jaguars general manager Dave Caldwell. Famously in 2014, you were lock-lipped about the decision to select Blake Bortles. Are you still as lock-lipped about where you're headed, or do the three of you guys have a good idea?
Oh, no, the three of us, obviously, Coach Marone, Coach Coughlin, and I, as well as our personnel staff. And back then, the people inside the building did too. So, but I think there's been a lot of communication with the three of us, and we're working through different scenarios, even as late as this morning, of different guys of who we would take and where we would go, and depending on what fell to us. So.
There's long been an idea in draft parlance that the first round ends somewhere where the blue chippers go, and then everything from that point to the end of the second round is pretty close. This year I'm hearing same thing. You know, 12 to mid-50s is about the same. Do you agree with that sentiment? Is there any truth to that?
I think there's some of the trades fall off, but you can still find there's Pro Bowlers that every year that, I mean, we had two in the second round and the third round, and guys that have blue trades like Brandon Linder in the third round, Aaron Colvin, Telvin Smith in the fifth round as a Pro Bowler. So you can find Pro Bowlers, and that's our mindset. That every pick we would like to find a guy that has blue traits and those top traits to come in and develop. And it may not be in year one, it may not be in year two, but hopefully at the longer he's here and our coaches, we have a good coaching staff to develop those guys to become those top-level players.
With that, at 29, does that make you more willing then maybe to be going back? If someone's willing to trade up and wants a guy specifically and you get another pick?
Obviously, it depends on what they have to offer. Right? I mean, I guess there's a price to everything, right? So as long as the value's there and we feel like that would be the best thing for our team, and you have to really look at if you do trade back what you're giving up and then what you're gonna gain. So if you feel like there's going to be guys later in the second, third round that can come in and help and you can develop, then you might make that pick. If you think that this player that we've had options to trade back in the past, but we just had a conviction on a player that he was going to be the guy and be really good, that it didn't really matter what they were offering at the time, that we were going to make that pick. So it's on a case-by-case basis on that.
For your own amusement, do you ever look at the mock drafts?
Yeah,
and how do you laugh a little bit at how people try to create value for a player and maybe everyone else is going, come on, you're crazy?
Yeah, well, I think you have to understand the probably the objective of the mock drafts and then understand where the information's coming from. But it's not like we're calling people that are making mock drafts and saying, hey, you know, we got this guy in the second round on our board or the first round on our board or top 10 pick. So, but there's good information out there. There's guys out there that do work that work for networks, that work for, websites that do the work and have a pretty good opinion. So we'll look at some of those and see kind of, to kind of use that system of checks and balances.
I guess finally, what's the next week look like from this point until next Thursday night?
Well, now it's just kind of fine-tuning. We're just fine-tuning and going through different scenarios and just making sure we're prepared for any scenario that hits us at 29.